come alive, come alive in my body. Dream, come alive, come alive in my body.
Hey there, this is Molly Patrick from Clean Food Dirty Girl, and you're listening to the Clean Food Dirty Girl podcast, episode 12. So today I am sharing a chat that I had with an amazing woman from our community named Anna. I had this talk with her back in 2020 and originally posted it on the blog, and I will link that chat in the show notes in case you want to watch our conversation. But I wanted to share it on the podcast because I thought it was really powerful and I thought it was a really good time of year to share it. So Anna went from feeling incredibly depressed and having debilitating bouts of anxiety, feeling really hopeless and stuck, and like she was just in this dark hole that she had a really hard time getting out of. And she made some changes in her life, and through these changes, it completely changed her life. And one of the changes she made that she really holds dear to her heart for helping her feel better is changing how she eats. So she now eats a whole food plant-based diet. And with that one change, so many things changed in her life. And the quality of her life improved so much, and her mental health improved, her physical health too. But specifically, we talk a lot about her mental health and how it improved after she made this switch. So she went from feeling really hopeless and depressed and full of anxiety to feeling like she had purpose and energized and hopeful. She was very raw and very honest and very vulnerable in our talk. It was a pretty powerful session, not session, but chat that I had. And I wanted to share it with you today so you could hear about Anna's journey and just hear it from her. I think it's a talk that everyone should hear. So here it is. Here's Anna and me talking about mental health. Okay, see you on the other side. I don't know a ton about you. I just know I know you from your posts a little bit. So why don't we just start with, why don't you just tell us a little bit about your journey with food?
I don't know. I went through this like really rough time where I was really depressed and I had a lot of anxiety. I felt really lost in my life. I didn't feel like I was accomplishing enough for my age. I didn't feel like I was doing anything with myself really. I just felt kind of like stuck, and I got into this whole like a hole really of just like, I got really depressed and really sad and down on myself. And it had gone on for quite a while. I tried to like talk to people about it and stuff, but I wouldn't say I'm not introverted. I'm pretty extroverted, but I don't really like telling people my problems. It doesn't make me feel comfortable. And maybe I like never really gave it a shot, but it wasn't for me. And then I was just at work one day and I just had like a mental breakdown, and I was like, I went up to my boss and I was like, I can't do this anymore. And then later that day, like I talked to my parents and they were like, we got to put you somewhere. You got to go somewhere. You got to do something. I found this place that was in Costa Rica, that was like a wellness center, like a retreat for, you know, people going like struggling and having a lot of like issues with their mental health and whatever. So I ended up going to Costa Rica for a month. Thanks to my parents who wonderfully paid for it, because there's no way I would have been afforded to do that. And it was really funny because the few days leading up to me actually going to Costa Rica, I had been on the phone and emailing the, the man who runs it, the director. He kept saying to me over and over again that what did he say? He was like, oh, you're going to eat vegetarian here. And for me in the beginning, I was like, oh, because I come from a very heavy meat eating family. Like it was like breakfast, lunch, dinner. It wasn't like eggs and bacon. It was, you know, like every single meal had animal products in it growing up my whole entire life. And this is back, so I'm 39 now. So this was 5 years ago. So I was 34. So 34 years of my life, I meet every day for every meal all the time. So I was like, oh, this is going to be bullshit. I can't, like, I'm not going to eat meat. What am I going to do without meat? What are you talking about, crazy? So I ended up going and it was totally fine. I didn't miss it. It wasn't vegan. It was like vegetarian. And then so I was just like, you know what? It was so easy and I feel great. I feel really good. So I just continued it. And then at that point I was like, let's take it a step further and go vegan. So I've been doing that for a long time. And I honestly I don't know if there's a correlation. I think there is, because it's the only thing that ever really helped me. Like, it just, I felt like I slept better. I felt like I was like happier. My mood changed, my attitude changed. And once I was like, I had more energy, I felt I was more able to go out and do stuff. So I got more exercise, which obviously helped with, you know, feeling better about everything. And everything just kind of came full circle into like, what the hell was in my food that I was eating before that made me feel so shitty? And like, what was going on that, you know, with like clean food? And then I just took off from there, and I've never felt better, to be honest. Like, I was going through like a period of time where I was like drinking a lot because it was like self-medicating. And now it's just like, my food is my medicine. Like, really, it really is.
Mm. What an incredible story.
I know. Wow. It's been great. It's been a great journey. I never, if you had told me 5 years ago that I would have been vegan, I would have been like, nope. Mm-hmm. What are you talking about? Mm-hmm.
So let's see how, so the Costa Rica trip was a month. And so when you got back to the States, then that's when you decided, I'll just take it like a bit further and test out the vegan thing because you were feeling so good.
Yeah, I'm actually in Canada. I'm in Toronto.
Oh, you're in Canada.
Yeah.
Sorry,
yeah.
I just assumed you're in the US.
That's okay. I felt so great that I was like, it wasn't even that hard. I didn't really feel like it was like a big transition for me, which is surprising from all the meat that I'd been eating my whole entire life. So like, it wasn't that hard for me. And I was like, if I feel this great, why would I want to stop? Why would I want to stop? And the longer I did it, the better I felt over time. Mm-hmm. Everything changed. And then like, it was like a snowball effect. Like, once you start feeling better, you start making better decisions, better life choices. You're happier. So you invite a lot more people into your circle because they want to be around you. You're not, you know, this like grumpy person who's, you know, miserable or whatever. And it just like opened a lot of doors. I got a better job. I got like a lot of different things happened for me after I started just like feeling better. And I really just owe it to like my diet completely changing. I do. I really do. Because I was working out 6 days a week. That wasn't helping. Mm. It was like, I was doing all the right things with other parts of my life, and it was like the same. And that was like the one, I guess, common denominator that I feel made everything different.
Uh-huh. That's the one thing that really changed.
Yeah.
Before you like could feel a change in you lived, or how you like your mental health really improved after that one change.
For sure. 100%.
I mean, were you surprised by this? Because I've heard this happening to so many people, and there is a big correlation between what we eat and how we feel. Like there really is. And some of it has to do with like the microbiome and the gut, like gut health and brain health are really, there's a big correlation there. But to think that changing your diet would lead to like some serious mental health, really.
Yeah.
You know, it's such like an easy thing. Do you think that people just like overcomplicate it? I mean, do you think that this is just something that's like so obvious that people just miss it?
That's actually exactly what I think. Well, for me personally, I never for once imagined that it like that would change anything. But I also like, I never looked at my diet as a source of anything that was wrong with me. It was not anything I ever thought about. So because I never thought about it, it wasn't even something that I was like researching or trying to figure out at the time. And it wasn't until I was like, I feel a lot better. Then I was like, I started like researching and being like, oh, okay, this is actually a thing. This makes like a big difference in people's lives. Cause I had no idea. For me, it was just like, what's wrong with me? What's wrong with me? What's wrong with me? I don't want to be on medication my whole entire life. I don't want to be on like, you know, depression or anxiety meds forever. Mm-hmm. And so it just, I was super surprised. I was really shocked. I was.
Yeah. And you brought up a good point. It's like, if you don't know, you don't know.
And you don't think about it.
And you would not think about it if you had no idea. And so, and I think that so many people like just literally don't know about this. And so when you were having episodes of depression and anxiety, can you kind of think back to how you felt and just sort of talk about how that looked for you, how that felt, how that affected your life? Because I think it can vary from person to person, but I think that it's like, we all have this to a certain extent and it comes out in different ways. So what did it look like for you?
Yeah. So for me personally, the depression was very much me getting like in my head and just like sitting and like thinking for hours about like where I am in life at this age, how I'm like not married and I don't have kids, how I don't have like a solid career going, how, you know, I see all of my friends around me with all of these things, like wonderful things happening in their life. And I was just like there. So I just felt like stuck. And the more I thought about it, the more I like drove myself crazy and the less motivated I felt to like make the changes because I was just so overwhelmed with everything. And it was like, I couldn't get out of my head how to, I guess, like compartmentalize everything. So I felt like I needed to like attack every goal and everything all at one time. And it was like so overwhelming for me that like, I was just like, oh my God, I couldn't like grasp the concept of like, okay, do one thing. Mm-hmm. And then like, once you do accomplish that one thing, you're going to feel so great. It's going to motivate you to accomplish the next thing. Like I never like was able to do that. And even though I knew that I should, I couldn't, because I just got so tired, really, really tired, like emotionally and physically, just absolutely exhausted. I became really reclusive. I didn't really want to like see my family or friends. When I did see them, I felt like I was just being annoying because I wasn't like my normal happy bubbly self. I just felt like they were just like, ugh, like why are you in this mood or whatever, right? And I couldn't explain it to them because then they would just be like, they didn't understand. They'd just be like, well, then make the changes. Like you, this is all under your control, and they didn't really get it. So that was the depression side of it. The anxiety side of it was I would literally like have dreams and nightmares about this stuff. And then I would, sorry, can you see me properly?
That's yeah. Better.
I would just like wake up with like cold sweats and just like my stomach was hurting, like killing me. And I'd be like, I'm going to throw up. Like, girl, I missed so much work because of that. Like so many times, like 1 year, I think I missed like over 30 days of work. But I don't know how, I don't know why they kept me out. excuse me. It was hard and it went on for like several years. And I felt like I was like just stuck in a rut of constant like depression, constantly feeling like shit about myself, constantly feeling like I wasn't good enough. Like I was like a loser. Like I had no value. I felt like I was nothing really. And I was the only person who saw me that way. Everyone else was like, what are you talking about? You're amazing. You're funny. You're talented. You're this, you're that. And I'm just like, I'm nothing.
You felt empty almost.
I felt empty and I felt useless. And I felt like really just lost, like no purpose, no energy to do anything.
It sounds really intense and really heavy.
Yeah.
And I think that's such a, it's like the more, it's like this self-perpetuating thing too, because the more down you are, you know, the less you want to do and less you want to do, the more down you get. And so it just kind of feeds it, right?
It's definitely like a spiral for sure.
So can you talk a little bit now about like your mental health and how you're feeling since this change took place, like on a day-to-day basis, and how things are different for you now?
Yeah. I definitely have moments. I think that's normal. I think we all, you know, it's just normal to have stresses and you know, I still have moments, but I think that it's more normalized now. I don't think it's nearly as bad. I don't lie in bed for 3 days at a time with anxiety and like shaking and sweating, and I don't use alcohol as a crutch for anything, which I did for a while. I feel like I have a lot of energy. I sleep so well. I wake up energized. But normally, especially now in the summer when it's nice outside, if I just sit there for like an hour doing nothing, I feel like, what am I doing? Go outside. Mm-hmm. I take my dog for like a 3-hour walk. I do this. I do that. Like right now I'm laid off from work, so I've got all the time in the world. And, you know, a lot of people are struggling. So I almost feel like guilty for saying that. I kind of feel like I'm like thriving a little bit because I feel like I have time for myself.
Yeah.
I focus more now on the nutritional aspect of my life. And like, that's my addiction. That's my obsession. Mm-hmm. That's the thing that I focus on because I feel so great. And now that I discovered you guys and I got the subscription, like the food is so good. It's unreal. And like, I swear to God, how is this good for me? Like, I almost feel like guilty in the back of my mind. I'm like, I'm going to get so fat. And then I'm like, no, I'm not.
Yeah, it has to taste good, right? I mean, that's like such a wonderful thing to get pleasure from your food. Like,
yeah.
I don't think that we need to deprive ourselves of that aspect of eating, because like eating is fantastic. I love to eat.
My sister's like, oh, all you eat is rabbit food. I'm like, girl, you have no idea what I'm eating.
Yes.
Especially now, because I've been a member only for like 2 months or something, maybe. Yeah. Like, I'm a pretty new member. So I'm just like,
in
all my life.
Yay. Yeah. Well, I'm glad that you found us. And so it's just such an amazing thing to know that we have so much, you know, control over our life and the choices that we make and how we feel, you know, because all of those things that you were feeling before you made this change, I mean, those were very real and you were experiencing them. And those are really hard, heavy emotions to deal with. And now you're seeing kind of like the flip side of that, of, you know, giving yourself the best chance to be healthy in your mind and in your body all of it. And so it's pretty amazing that, you know, how much power we have. And I think that it is really empowering. And I think that's like the best word for it, is when you make changes like this, you empower yourself. And it also is self-perpetuating and feeds itself, but in like a really good positive way, instead of like being in bed and taking a week to put away the clothes, right? So it's like a domino effect of like energy and going outside and walking your dog and doing that. So it's like, it's almost like the exact, it's just like flipped. It's the other side of the coin. Like, can you imagine going back to how you ate before?
No, because there have been like times when, you know, like I'll go to my parents' house, we have family Sunday dinners, and they'll have like some Polish comfort food, some Polish, and I'll just be like, so I'll like take a little bite, and then I'm like, I'm gonna be in the toilet for 3 hours after this. I just know it. It's not worth it. So no, it's not worth it. It's definitely not worth it. And I don't want to go back to that. Like, who would?
Yeah. I mean, I think that's what makes, that's one thing that makes this way of eating and this lifestyle so sustainable, is because you just feel so good that you're like, huh, why would I want to go back? Like, that's crazy. Cause you don't feel, cause it's not a diet. You don't feel like deprived. You just feel good. So what does your family think about your change?
At first I thought it was a phase. As time went on, they started realizing that it's not. We have Sunday family dinners, like I said. We do every Sunday or every other Sunday. And she would, you know, she'd always call me and she'd be like, Anya, my name in Polish, Anya, what do you want to eat for dinner this Sunday? And I was like, Mom, honestly, just serve whatever you're going to serve. It's fine. I can make myself a plate. And she started getting like super stressed out about it. So I just go and I bring my own food. Mm-hmm. And then the whole time everyone's looking and they're like, what are you eating today? I'm like, wouldn't you like to know? You make fun of me all the time, so I'm not going to tell you what this taco has in it. I'm just used to it, but I'm like, it's been 5.5 years now. Like, how long is it going to be before you idiots like stop being jerks to me? They're pretty respectful, but not always. They think,
well, it sounds like they have a good sense of humor. That's important. Yeah.
It's not, I definitely am lucky in the sense that they're not like trying to like force feed me or being like, you're crazy or whatever. They let me do my own thing, and then they just make fun of me for their own entertainment, which I'm okay with.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Well, it sounds like you can like give it back to them too. So.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. they get it.
Very cool. So how was the, before you started eating like this, did you do a lot of your own cooking?
Always.
Yeah.
Always. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So how is the transition to this way of cooking? Was it overwhelming for you? Have you been learning a lot from using the recipes, or like, how did that look?
So I've actually been plant-based for a long time before I like found you guys. When I was cooking before, I actually really love cooking a lot. I've been cooking my whole entire life. My mom is a really great cook. So I've always like really looked at her as an inspiration, and she's taught me a lot growing up. But when it comes to Clean Food Dirty Girl specifically, it was a bit intimidating at first, I'm not gonna lie. But But mostly, okay. So the first, I had a gift given to me by like a member of the community. They gave me like the 1 month gift or whatever, which I was really grateful for. And I got like the meal plans with all the batching and whatever. And because I'm like single, I don't have really a lot of people to cook for. Batching for me is kind of like, it's a lot. But I was, oh my God, girl, I was so impressed by like all the details and the batching of how you do this. And it at the end all kind of works together. I was like,
it's like a puzzle.
You guys put a lot of work in that.
Oh yeah. The process is pretty insane. Yeah. Yeah. I know we do. We're not the most simple of recipes. That's for sure.
But it's so worth it.
It's so yummy. I can't imagine. Like I couldn't. Luann and I were talking about that the other day, my wife, and she comes from Malaysia, and Malaysian food is like so good. So good. Cause there's like, you know, like the Indian influence and the Chinese influence and the local like Malay influence. And there's, and they were right in the like spice trade, route. And so tons of spices are grown there. So the food there is just off the hook. And she's like, you know, like once you have spices in your life and once you taste really flavorful food, you cannot go back to boring like potatoes and cabbage.
No.
And, you know, like you just can't. It's just sad.
I never really ate that way to begin with. We've always done like a lot of stuff and I travel a lot. I've been to like over 30 countries. So when I come back, I'm always like trying to recreate things. Like it's in Morocco, I got a tagine. I like always trying to do things and like, you know, now, especially being plant-based, I really love to recreate the things that I have eaten in my travels and like make
it's
it healthy.
Fun, right?
It's so fun.
It's
yeah,
fun. It's at any point, like when you were starting to, you know, really suffer from depression and anxiety, and when this first started happening, were you considering going on medication?
I definitely talked to my doctor about it. I did actually get a prescription for an anxiety medication, but I was only using it on like a need by need basis because I get like a bad anxiety attack maybe like once a month, once every 2 months. And if I took like just like a half of one of those pills, I would be fine by noon and then I could go about the rest of my day and I would be completely fine for like the rest of like the time. Like it would just take me a few hours. It would make me kind of drowsy. I'd sleep it off. I'd wake up and then I felt fine to even go to work that same day. I would just need like several hours to kind of come together, but it wouldn't be something that was like a drawn out process of several like days where I was like shaking and whatever. And so I was like, I don't want, he prescribed me something else that he was like, it's going to take 6 weeks to work. I was like, no, I just want this, like this one specific medication because I just take a little bit and then I'm fine. And I take it whenever I need it. And I would only take it for like emergency purposes. Like I got prescribed, I think 15 pills the first time and it took me a year and a half to go through them.
But yeah. So since you've made this switch, you haven't had, have you had any anxiety attacks or are they just much less frequently?
I haven't had anxiety attacks. I've had anxiety, but I think that it's on a normal like level of people who don't usually get them. Like, you know, just like something bad happens and you're just like,
like a pandemic, for example.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Like that.
The normal stuff. You know,
yeah. The normal stuff. Like my grandmother passed away at 99 back last September. And I was just very overwhelmed by that, but it wasn't like this. It wasn't like the shaking, lying in bed, throwing up. Like
It was like a normal human response to
exactly.
death. Really?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like anyone would feel that way in the best of health, in the best of health.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I think, you know, you really like listen to your gut about getting on that long-term medication. And I think, you know, I think you're right. You kind of touched on this before. There are people who definitely need medication, but I think the issue is that depression, you know, antidepressants are handed out so frequently and it's like, you know, I don't know. I mean, if you go to your doctor and just say like, I'm just having a bad day and I'm just feeling kind of down, it's like, okay, let's write a prescription. It's like, but
that's like their solution for everything.
Mm-hmm. But it's like, well, what? Deeper. Yeah. And like, it's okay to have a bad day. Like we're human. We get to have those.
Yeah.
It's weird to be human. Right. And we all, we have these weird feelings and we go through this
and
shit. And it's just,
Yeah, nobody knows what you're doing anyways. We're all here on this planet, what's going on?
There's no manual.
We're just trying
not to die. Exactly. So I think hearing these things and just so that people know that we all go through it and we all have this stuff and we're all human and hey, this is something that worked for you. It might not work for everybody, but damn, it's worth a shot. Because I always feel like what are you going to lose? Like, okay, let's say you're struggling with some depression and some anxiety and it's like, okay, let's join the meal plans, for example, or any meal plans, or just, switch your diet to a whole food plant-based diet and see what happens. It's like literally like the only good is going to come from it. So even if it doesn't cure you of your, depression and anxiety, you're going to, your cholesterol will come down a little bit. You'll be feeling good.
There are no negatives.
There's no negatives. And so it's like, you may as well, try it. It's not like a medication that has side effects.
This is another thing I didn't tell you. It's coming up on 4 years now, September 19th. I got hit by a pickup truck crossing the street in front of my house. I've got a metal plate in my arm. I had 7 broken ribs, shattered collarbone, broken sternum, broken wrist, broken brow bone, collapsed lung.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, I was bad. So I didn't go to work for a year and a half. And during that time, I just fell into even bigger of a depression than I was in the first time around. And I was also in a really abusive relationship with my ex-boyfriend who was mentally abusive to me. And so I was dealing with his shit, being a stepmom to his 2 kids, having my accident, not able to work, being in constant pain, and just all of the shit was going it was just spiraling all out of control. I couldn't go to work. So I was home all day by myself. I had to wait for someone to get to my house to bathe me. I couldn't walk my dog. I couldn't make food for myself. I couldn't do anything. I literally was useless. And I wasn't self-sufficient. I couldn't feed myself. I couldn't bathe myself. I could barely go to the washroom by myself. I, was really reliant on people, and I'm usually an independent person. So I kind of lost everything. I lost all of myself. And then to not even be in a caring relationship, and then to feel trapped, I couldn't even tell my family or anyone that I needed to get out of the situation because he was paying for all my bills and stuff while I wasn't working. So then I felt even more trapped because I'm I can't work. And, I was only getting from the insurance company, I was only getting $400 a week or something. So I felt trapped. I felt like I had nowhere to go. I felt like I had no one to talk to. So I started drinking again. And then I was drinking every single day, every day. I would be home alone and couldn't put food in the microwave, but I sure could open that bottle of wine and drink the whole damn thing by myself. Mm-hmm. So of course that wasn't helping my mental state at all. And then I would be half in the bag by the time my ex came home. And so he didn't want to see me that way either. So that would trigger him to be mad at me. And it was just this crazy thing. So finally, when I had the balls to kick him out, but so that was probably the lowest part of my life. And that's when I started really relying on alcohol to get me through things. And then one day I just woke up and I was what are you doing? You're going to kill yourself for what? For this idiot? Mm-hmm. You already survived being hit by a pickup truck. You're a survivor. Mm-hmm. What are you doing? And I was this is ridiculous. So I just I quit that day. I still will have some here and there, but I'll never, ever go back to that place ever again. But I started to focus, regain my focus on eating well, really focusing on really being excited about the recipes that I was making. And the day would go by and I'd be oh my God, okay, I'm going to plan out this meal. And I started just really kind of getting excited about being healthy. And then being or if I did have a craving for alcohol, I'd be like, why? So you'd feel like shit for 3 days. Why don't you just make yourself something amazing to eat, be rejuvenated and refreshed, and go for a walk with your dog or do something. Yeah. Go to the gym, read a book, do something. Why? So I just really started to focus on that, and it really saved me. Really.
Yeah. Isn't that amazing how, and it just like, it gives me chills because it's like, this is about food, but it's about so much more than food. Like it is about taking care of yourself.
Yes.
You know, that's what it's about. And that, and it's so funny because you, like, I can tell that, you know, that feeling of like talking to yourself and like, you know, that conversation that you have with yourself around alcohol is so crazy. Like it is, it does, it feels fucking crazy, but, way to, damn, you were in a really, really, really low spot and that was brutal, but look at you. I mean, you came out the other side of that, like so much stronger and you learned so much.
I got hit by a pickup truck. I survived. I'm like no longer have like an alcohol dependency. I like love myself for the first time in God knows how long. I just got into a relationship with somebody and I was like talking to him in the beginning. It's only been like a month, but I talked to him like from day one. I was like, this is what I want. This is what I don't want. I've never been like that with anyone. It might seem like I'm a little bit damaged by what I'm saying. I'm not. I'm like, you're getting the best version of myself. That's because it. I actually know who I am. Yes. I know who I am. And this is like the best gift I can give you is to be the best version of myself and not codependent and not depending on alcohol and not depressed and don't have anxiety. Like I'm happy. And I haven't felt that in so many years. And it's like so refreshing.
So nice. And no hangovers. Like how amazing is it to wake up without a hangover? That never gets old. It never gets old.
Never. Oh my God. The amount of like hangovers, and I would get them with anxiety too, which already I'm dealing with on its own. So like, or waking up feeling like you just ate like a bag of rocks and you're like,
it's so interesting how doing all that other stuff, drinking and meat and dairy and processed food, it totally clouds you. Yeah. You can't get in touch with yourself. And I just, So it's no wonder that you feel so much better.
Like a different person.
Yeah. I mean, that's honestly how I feel as well. So it sounds like we have a lot in common. And I'm so stoked for you that you were able to find this path and to get on it and do this, because your whole life now from the rest of your life will be changed.
Be so much better. I had no hope. I honestly, girl, the amount of times I was going to work and the subway was coming, I'd be like, it just takes one step. I never would have actually done it, but you always like, you get those thoughts, and especially if you're drinking a lot and it's just like, it just takes one step and all of this can be over. And it's like, who knew that just doing this would change my whole entire life for the better. And I like, honestly have no complaints.
So awesome. Well, this has been great to like chat with you and to hear your story. And thank you so much thank you for doing this and for being vulnerable and for opening up. And I really appreciate it. And it's going to help someone out there.
I appreciate you and I appreciate everything you do. And like, girl, you're literally saving lives. Like I can see it. All these people who are just like, oh my God. And you know, especially when it comes to people who, I guess are like intimidated by switching their diet and whatever. And then they see that it's not just rabbit food. It's not just like, you can have these amazing, delicious meals. You're making really big moves and I'm really proud of you. You're doing great. And I'm proud to be a part of the community.
Awesome. Well, thank you for that. It means a lot. And thanks for being part of the community. Yeah. Awesome. Well, continue. I just wish you continued success. And I know that you will. I know that you're like not going back and that you're like right there. That's how I feel too. So we're on that path together.
Thanks, girl. I appreciate you.
All right. Have a good one.
Have fun in Hawaii.
Bye. Bye.
Thanks so much for listening. If you enjoy this podcast, I would love it if you could rate and review it. That would mean a lot. And if you want to learn more about our whole food plant-based meal plans, head on over to our website, cleanfooddirtygirl.com, and check them out. You can also pick up a ton of plant-based recipes and resources and get inspired to celebrate human imperfection, because none of us are perfect. None of us, promise. And isn't that a relief? Oh my gosh. Okay, have a beautiful week and I'll talk to you again soon. Dreamer, come alive.